Well, one of the things that the seminary I graduated from required as a part of our curriculum was to do CPE, which is short for Clinical Pastoral Education, and it was part of our third year. And what CPE requires is to spend about 4 months as a chaplain's intern on the chaplain's staff at a hospital or a prison or a mental health facility. I worked at St. Luke's Episcopal Hospital in Kansas City, which was the largest hospital in the Kansas City metro area. Some of my friends worked at Leavenworth Prison, which was an interesting experience. I get to tour that with them. That's a place you don't want to be. But in this program that I was in, chaplain interns worked as part of an interdisciplinary team consisting of chaplains, social workers, psychologists, nurses, doctors, even administrators. And being an Episcopal hospital that really saw healing as a ministry, the motto of the hospital was the presence of care, the presence of care, which we strive to carry out through all of the different disciplines. And our role as chaplain interns was to visit every patient in the hospital every day. And I think we had like 800 and some beds, so we were pretty busy. And often it was just stopping in their room for a minute or two, and sometimes it involved a lot longer conversations. And then we would write up reports of what happened at each visit, and at 3 p.m. every day we would meet together as a team. We would walk through reports, and we would get questions, and we'd get coaching, and we'd have a time where we'd ask questions and give feedback with other members of our team. In all of this, our goal was to be the presence of care. Through all of our different disciplines, being the presence of Christ in the ministry of healing. And every day in the chapel, we would hold a healing service. I had never been part of something like that. But every day, we'd hold a healing service where we would anoint people with oil. We would pray for the sick. It was an amazing experience. This presence thing was continually drummed into us. And I understood it conceptually. As I visited and followed up on about 25 patients a day, I understood conceptually this idea of presence. Sometimes patients would dismiss us after just a few minutes, and others wanted to let them know that what was going on with them. But for everybody, it was important that they knew we were there. And some of the patients we spent hours with and mostly listening, but we understood that there was a power by simply being present, and by being present that we played a part of healing both body and spirit. Now, as I mentioned, I understood this presence thing conceptually in my head, but it wasn't until I actually experienced it that I really, truly understood it, that I got it. It was a sunny Saturday morning in October, and I was on a stepladder at our home in Livonia, washing windows and cleaning things up, getting ready for the fall, and I slipped and I fell through the window, cutting a major artery in my arm, and I was bleeding profusely. And I screamed out, "Help! Help!" And neighbors across the street, Dave and Kathy Bell, came running over. They called the paramedics. They arrived within 2 or 3 minutes. And Dave helped to get the bleeding under control, and Kathy took Laura over to their home. Dave rode with me to the hospital. And on the way, I told him, Dave, I got a 1 o'clock wedding. I was, can you cover for me? No. I knew he'd know to call our senior pastor, and that's the last thing I remember until coming out of surgery. And I still remember this. When I came out of surgery, and I was groggy, you know how that is when you're under anesthesia, But I remember there were three people standing beside my bed. It was Dave and Kathy Bell and Bill Nelson, our senior minister that I worked with. And before this experience, I understood, you know, this whole idea of power presence. But it wasn't until that experience that I really understood just how powerful presence is. I remember waking up, the first thing I did is I asked Kathy, is everything okay with Laura? And then I looked to Bill, I said, did you get the wedding? And he says, I got the wedding, and don't worry about it. And he said, but I do have some news that's going to make you feel a lot better. He said, Michigan did beat Purdue today. And, you know, that was really good. But it was their presence that had the most profound power. And what I hope you'll hear today in this short message is that your presence is powerful, and that God can use your presence in bringing healing and hope to other people. Jesus said in Matthew 18, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am also. On this Compassion Weekend, where we celebrate our ministry of compassion here at DeWitt, I really want to lift up some of the amazing things we do, both inside and outside of our congregational family, that live out this idea of being the presence of Christ, and how that role is not just something that is the role for clergy or church staff, but how all of us have the opportunity to be the presence of Christ, whether it's in our workplace, at school, or in our neighborhoods. Jesus, in fact, sends all of us who are his disciples out into the world to be his presence. And be his presence can happen in so many ways, in so many different circumstances. At DeWitt, our Stephen ministers, who are trained to walk with people through challenge, and it makes such a difference in people's lives, as we heard in the video today. And the compassion cooks prepare meals, and they're delivered, but it's more than just a meal. There's human contact. There's presence, which has a spiritual power to it. And last week, we heard about our mission of the month, Meals on Wheels, and the importance not only of providing food, which is kind of an important thing, but one of the most important things is that one-to-one human contact. This past week, I had the opportunity to spend several hours with Alan Thornton, who's the director of the rescue mission for the Syracuse area. And he talked about the presence of their staff and their volunteers and the role that they play and how they really are the hands and feet of Christ as they serve. And we talked about one of our missions of the month, In My Father's Kitchen. And, you know, we all drive by people on the street who are holding those cards out, and we know that they're spending nights under the viaducts. And what an incredible ministry to go out to them and to be God's presence as we bring blankets and food. Christ didn't just reach out and become the presence of God in those days. But he taught his disciples, and he teaches us as disciples to do the same thing. And to this day, being God's presence in this world is part of what it means to be a follower and to be a disciple of Jesus. As Jesus said, whoever gives even the drink of cold water to one of the least of these makes a difference, makes an impact. And as we do even these simple acts, we are an extension of Christ. Christ is present through us and through our acts of compassion. Now, I have a little confession to make. Any of you who've gotten to know me at all know that I'm a systems guy. I'm always looking for ways to fix things, solutions. What's the system we can put in place to make this happen? And when I go down to the Samaritan Center to serve meals, I get impassioned about finding a long-term solution to the challenges that bring people through the doors of the Samaritan Center. And I've told Mary Beth, who's the director down there, of my passion. I said, someday this should no longer be needed. Someday you should be out of a job. And she kind of smiled. And I said, you know, somehow we need to work to make sure there are jobs for everyone that pay a livable wage, that there's health care and education that lifts everyone to be self-sufficient. That should be part of our mission. That we need to find a way to deal with issues like mental illness and drug abuse that's tearing apart our society. And I say things like, well, we can put a man on the moon and we can build huge size skyscrapers and we can even build cars that drive themselves. So surely if we put our minds to it and our resources to work, we can solve some of these issues and we can bring people through the doors of Samaritan Center. Let's do away with this. And she'll smile and she says, you're absolutely right, Mark. But Mark, people are hungry right now. And people need to be fed right now, not someday. The compassion that Christ gives us for people should really be both, shouldn't it? Both working towards long-term solutions and being present in the now, even if it means just handing out a cool cup of water. God is at work when we're present with, when we rub shoulders with those in need. God is present as we work on long-range and short-range solutions. But the most important thing to remember is that as we have compassion for others, God is at work. You know, in our congregation, we're really blessed to have a significant number of teachers and professors and coaches and doctors and nurses and people who serve in helping professions. But most of us, regardless of our life's work, have the ability to be used by Christ to be his presence in as we serve others. Presence is a powerful thing. And being the presence of Christ in the lives of others, being Christ's love and compassion into our daily encounters, has an impact just like the proverbial pebble cast into a pond. We never know the impact of that act and the ripple effect and how powerful it is. Sometimes it's way beyond what we can imagine. Now today, as we come to close our service by sharing communion, what I hope you'll see is that as we take the bread and as we take the cup, that Christ is present in our own lives. That while the bread represents the brokenness of Christ's body and the cup represents Christ's sacrifice on our behalf, the communion says to us that Christ is present and that Christ walks with us no matter what we face. And that Christ is with us and that Christ works through us as we live with love and compassion for others. And as we give cool cups of water to those whose paths we cross, Christ is present. And Christ is present through our acts of service on his behalf, even in things as small as a cool cup of water. Let us pray. Lord God, continue to remind us of your presence, that there is nowhere we can go, no place we can be, that you're not with us. And remind us that even as we give a cool cup of water to others, that we become your presence to the people around us. We pray this in the name of Christ. Amen.